After 3 decades in prison, 56-year-old Mark Chase recently got his first paycheck, the first car he hadn't stolen, and a job that might give him a decent life. WYPR's Fraser Smith reports on how Chase's initiative put him in line for a new life.
He'd been a mechanic all his life. He learned from his father and his grandfather, but he never gave himself a chance to use what they taught him. He ran with the wrong crowd. He wanted easy money, and he wanted it fast. But a few weeks before his January release from prison, Mark Chase saw a poster advertising a new mechanics training program at Vehicles for Change. That program specializes in getting cars to people who could find and hold jobs if they had cars. The training program would be his ticket. He called Phil Holmes, a Vehicles for Change official.
He told me that the program wouldn't start till March, but he encouraged me to come into detail. I really didn't want to do detail. I didn't want to clean cars or work on cars. However, I said, you know what, I got to get my foot in the door.
Chase had only been detailing, polishing and cleaning cars till they looked new, for a few days when he got a break. The head mechanic, Muhammad El Zain, thought Chase had talent and aptitude.
He seems like quick with his hands. So some people, they are smart about cars and they know about cars, but they don't know how to fix them. You know, so he had that gift. He can do it, and he's doing it right now.
But he didn't have the tools, and he had no money. Chase's wife, a nurse, and her family loaned him what he needed. A whole new world opened. He got his first real paycheck. Soon he would have a driver's license and a car, another first. He'd had cars before, but they belonged to other people. He was discovering who he was.
I always was a worker, never mind working. However, I got deterred with my peers and the negative group that I kind of associated with, whereas though it was the faster money. You didn't have to work as hard. But I'm making good money now. When I'm working, I'm doing what I love to do.
Chase knows he's fortunate. His road back to the world outside prison is almost uniquely smoother than it is for most ex-offenders. He has a skill and a wife. And at 56, studies show he's unlikely to reoffend. But all that might not have been enough.
Regardless of whatever support system is in place, the criminal record is the barrier to them moving forward.
That's Karen Ostlund of the Job Opportunities Task Force. She works with ex-offenders. Advocates and family are important, she says, but they are virtually powerless against the job seeker's record.
It boils down to what's on paper.
And, says Nikki Zahir, one more thing. What's in the ex-offender's mind? Zahir works with Chase and other ex-offenders at Vehicles for Change. The ex-prisoner sees friends stymied by that piece of paper. Why will I be any different, they ask themselves.
I think the most difficult element is actually realizing that it's possible. Just getting the individuals to believe that there is something different.
Mark Chase more than believes. When he looks at his bank account, he knows. I'm Fraser Smith, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.